This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Certainly, Ronald Reagan must be turning over in his grave. We're not going to get into the deep, dark weeds of politics, but we have on one side Ronald Reagan, on the other side Tip O'Neill. And they do their thing from opposite sides of the spectrum politically, and then they have a couple of drinks after it was all over.
You're absolutely right, Gene, and I'll take that one step further. After Teddy Kennedy died, and, you know, I can hear people hissing at home who consider themselves conservatives, whatever that word means anymore. Arguably, Kennedy was emblematic of the L word, or progressives in government. Very outspoken, very passionate, member of the legendary Kennedy family, blah, 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 died of brain cancer. That was it. One of the most enlightening and moving interviews I've ever heard on the radio was, I guess it was the following weekend. I think the show was on a Saturday night, and it was for a number of years a interview public affairs show hosted by Ron Reagan Jr., who himself was a very progressive guy, is, and who loved his dad, but disagreed with him politically in the extreme sometimes. And it was, I thought, a really interesting show, because he often had guests on from his famous parents' past, you know, any number of parts of public life. The week after Teddy Kennedy died, he had one guest, and the show was an hour or two, and that guest was Nancy Reagan, his mother. And she dropped a bomb on the American public, as far as I was concerned, because I consider myself, you know, pretty politically aware person, you know, more than some and less than others. But this was completely new to me, and I have to say, I found it extremely moving and very positive. They started to chat, you know, his mother and him, and they launched into the topic of the night, which was, for most listeners and, you know, observers of political affairs, there probably were not two people in public life at the same time further apart ideologically than Ronald Reagan and Edward Kennedy. But she said, you know, Ronnie, you know, because you grew up in the family and you had many opportunities to meet Teddy, your father and him didn't just like each other, weren't just friends, they loved each other. They would do anything for each other. And that launched into wonderful series of stories about things that these two extremely famous men, who publicly were associated with diametric opposites of the political spectrum, had gone out of their way to do for each other, for each other's families, for each other's friends, selflessly picking up the tab on certain things because they loved each other, and at their heart, they respected each other, even though they agreed to disagree on many very important core issues. You cite Reagan and Tip O'Neill, though. They were a wonderful epitome of a president and a speaker of the House who were ideologically opposed to each other, but understood that their first responsibility to the American people was not to be responsible first to their party leadership. It was to do everything they could to make this country as decent a place as they could, as livable a place, and to help as many people as possible in the process realistically. Compromise was what was looked up to by people like Jefferson and the other founding fathers. I think they would all be disgusted beyond belief if they saw the arrogance and this horrible, horrible cloud that has settled on our House and our Senate of these jerks who refuse to work together because they see their first alliance to the people that donate to their campaigns and to their party leadership, not to the people who elect them, not to the people they serve, and certainly not for the greater good of the United States of America, and it stinks.
One final example before we get back to our subject of the day, and that is Barry Goldwater, the conservative, the conscience of the conservative, and George McGovern.
Mm.
They were very good friends. They go on TV together and debate back and forth.
You bet.
And that's another example. You can't have that today. Let's just move on with our subject. So, in effect, then, we had this silence group from the U.S. government going to the media. And that practice kept on for a long time.
Speculatively. Again,
sure.
Speculatively.
No, I'm not saying it's definite. We're talking about a theory. It's not that we necessarily can prove it, but that takes us back to disclosure, yeah. The big D word.
So, that's right.
Now, I can see in the early years, certainly some UFO sightings were probably test aircraft of some kind, national security. Other things were happening sure. They couldn't explain, but they could use the national security umbrella to get the media to not talk about it.
You bet.
So now what's going on today? Do you think there's anyone organized in the government to do this anymore? Do you think that the media would even care anymore because it's so pervasive?
Well, yeah, good question. Number one, the mania for secret keeping that arguably really kicked into overdrive with Bush, Clinton, Obama, and to a degree, I have no idea what's going on in the Trump administration, but under Clinton and W alone, as I recall, tens of millions of bits of information were classified. We do truly live in a national security state. I happen to see the birth of that national security state, that piece of sand inside the oyster that it built up that calcification around to keep from getting irritated, was the UFO cover-up. The whole cover-up, the whole national security state, the whole mania for a state built on secret-keeping began the summer of 1947. Now, how many people do you think now, working within the proper offices and the National Archives and various branches of the government, are cleared to review material that is right and properly filed or not right and properly filed as a national secret of some level, are cleared to even review the material in the National Archives, bring it to the attention of higher-ups and say, I think the classification on this should be reduced or I think that this should be unclassified. We are so over our head in secrets compared to the people who are charged with the responsibility of declassification, that part of it's over. I think also the desire to declassify things that inevitably would prove embarrassing to people who are living and people in power still revere and could embarrass them because they're the same political party or they knew their father or whatever. Perfect example. In Truman's day, had he had the wherewithal, had he, let's say MJ-12 was real, he went to his 12 guys after 6 months and said, you know what, we've studied this damn thing. I'm not going to take your advice that this study committee go on into perpetuity because we don't know what's going to happen if I go on the radio and say, my fellow Americans, it's my solemn duty to tell you blah, blah, blah. And boy, wouldn't the world have changed forever right then and there if that had happened. I can't help thinking maybe for the better. But now, no president on their own, or even with the tacit approval of just some other world leaders, could do it. It would have to be done in a very carefully coordinated way, reaching out to the world's religious leaders, leaders in the study of mass psychology, militarists, people who could say, no, you can't make that announcement because the economy will crash for a number of understandable reasons before it comes back. More to the point, if a president, let's say it could happen, let's say it was Obama, or let's say, you know, tomorrow night, President Truman, if only President Trump goes on television and says, my fellow Americans, it's my solemn duty to inform you that I have learned definitively that the Earth has been visited by intelligences from beyond Earth for, you know, since 70 years at least, and probably longer, and we are going to begin the process of declassification.
More to come. Okay. Fascinating stuff with Peter Robbins. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Okay, so President Donald J. Trump goes to the airwaves. Not on Twitter. This is not a Twitter thing. This is on the airwaves. No, the Twitter doesn't make it. Maybe it would, you know. Hey, E.T. is real.
His style? Yeah, probably that's the way he would do it.
Okay, whatever it is, he makes the announcement.
He couldn't make the announcement because it would mean he would be admitting that every single president that preceded him, ones that he liked and admired, ones that he hated, ones that were in the same political party, ones that are different political party, ones that shared his political beliefs, others that were endemic to them, would then become immediately unindicted co-conspirators in the greatest conspiracy in history. Some might even consider it on a moral level a criminal conspiracy. The club of past presidents is very small. They're not going to rat each other out. I love those pictures of the few that are left, always standing together, smiling. Didn't it matter how they stood ideologically toward each other? Now they're just one little big happy family. It could never happen that way.
So those like a Stephen Bassett who are hoping for disclosure.
Yes. And working
it would
very
have to happen by some external event. They couldn't control it.
Well, once again, theoretical. First, I have to say there is no person in the entire field of ufology, call it what you will, more dedicated to a goal than Stephen Bassett. And he should be respected and lauded for it. He's a remarkable guy. The disclosure movement that he has done so much to put into place, not just in this country and around the world, and it is a worldwide movement, is made up of good people in more countries than most of us imagine. And at their best, they are working in small groups to educate and inform their fellow citizens that this is a serious subject and should be taken seriously. Will that result in a critical mass of people in any given national population to push their government to the point where their government will, in fact, declassify the information they have on these subjects? Maybe. I tend to be kind of circumspect on that. I don't think it's going to happen here, certainly. We are the country where it started. We were the one to set in motion the national security state reaction to this extraordinary secret. And to admit it, I think, would be so embarrassing to powerful people, to the legacy of powerful people, that no small group of individuals who are temporarily in power, like our current crop of elected officials, would have the nerve or the desire to set it in motion. What happens if the stock market did crash? What happens if there was panic in the streets? What happens if, you know, people started running absolutely wild? They're not going to want to take responsibility for it, so why even bother? When it comes, it may well come the same way that the Vietnam War sort of busted open and turned around and then became a non-war, was because Daniel Ellsberg, a very distinguished psychiatrist, released a file that the Pentagon had kept showing the hypocrisy, the lies, and the absolute waste that this war was. We were propping up an incredibly corrupt regime, the Diem family, in Vietnam, and it was all about power and money and world influence, and not about if we leave Vietnam, the whole Southeast Asia is going to collapse, the domino theory, so to say, and, you know, it will all be communist and just, you know, annex itself to China. It may come in the form of something from a WikiLeaks type thing. It may come from, who knows, maybe they up there will get tired of playing footsie with us on this and simply make their presence known in no uncertain terms. I don't know. I see us as a world full of aware people to one degree or another, or people who are waking up to the reality that we are not alone in the universe and that there are implications to consider for humanity. To a larger group of people, many of them as nice and kind and well-meaning and public-spirited and contributing to our societies as we can imagine, who are sleepwalking their way through it because they, in quotes, know that it's not true. How do they know it? Because it can't be, therefore it isn't, therefore it's something else. How do I know that? Hey, you only have to go back to read, you know, all the newspapers going back to the 40s. Everybody knows it's not true. It's misinterpretations of conventional phenomena. To take that a step further, in 1947, I am convinced that a very large percentage, if not the great, great majority of legitimate, seemingly anomalous UFO sightings may well have been in that category. Now, I don't know. We have stuff up in the air that many folks who don't follow this subject would think is still in the realm of science fiction. We, human beings, are responsible for things that could be regarded as paranormal to the perceiver. I would say that a percentage of UFO sightings now are certainly truly anomalous UFOs, but they're harder and harder to discern. Mark D'Antonio, a scientist who is, I think, one of the finest speakers on the UFO circuit, who is MUFON's chief photographic analyst, among other things. Brilliant guy, and one of the nicest people in the field, too.
He has been on the show for a couple of times. We've enjoyed his presence.
Yeah, Mark's the best. And, you know, he's kind of moved into the spot that for such a long time was taken by the great Dr. Bruce McAbee, an optical physicist who worked under contract for the Navy for decades, now semi-retired, but for decades he was the go-to guy on the final word on photo analysis. Again, with digital manipulation of images, and many people who are not that rigorous, like I used to be, in their investigative techniques to absolutely confirm and chase down real witnesses, the factual nature of a claim attached to a photograph or a piece of moving footage that purports to be an anomalous object in the sky or what have you, it's like the old X-File poster, I want to believe. We live in a world of people who want to believe. Last month when Richard Dolan and I were in Athens, Greece, speaking at a scientific conference there, a colleague of ours, this question had come up, and I had mentioned the wording on that iconic poster, and he responded by saying, ah, I don't want to believe, I want to know. That's not the way it is for many people in society. They're entertained by this, they're carried along. Somebody comes in who may be known in public life or who has books out or they've seen on television, and they make pronouncements like, gosh, you know, that person's something of an authority. They're famous anyway. So maybe it is true that all aliens are friendly.
That's a good point to pick up the final two segments with Peter Robbins. Are aliens friendly? Well, let's just talk about this first. More to come. Gene Steinberg, Peter Robbins, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aroni what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply.
To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
You bring up the entertainment factor, and I wanted to kind of jump on this because last week we had Ron James, the documentary producer, and he's currently involved in a project with...
Ron's great.
Yeah. And I have fun with him because I like him, but I disagree with him because I think he is more involved in the entertainment factor.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, some of the people he presents, and this is the problem I have with Stephen Bassett too, are really less credible than they should be, and maybe they should be more circumspect in what they present. And the argument I had with that, of course, with MUFON, and they've got this session now with some really wacky speakers on the secret space program for the next conference, which is happening, coming up, probably as many of you are listening to the show. So that's one thing right there. So that's an argument there, that we present UFO information today in the most entertaining way possible. The TV reality shows, Hangar One based on MUFON. We have these people who are entertainers, and maybe they have some interesting information, but more than likely, they might be just making it up. And that's a problem, because we are showing people today that the UFO mystery is not an amazing scientific mystery that may change the world. If we get down to the truth of it, it is entertainment.
Well, let me jump in and just run back to the beginning of this segment and say, before you throw out the baby with the bathwater, Ron, who is an outstanding producer, and yes, of course, most of his work is in the entertainment business, he was instrumental in the production of what I think is one of the finest, credible, scientifically backed and methodically produced documentaries relative to any UFO subject, and that is Travis, the true story of Travis Walton, executive producer Jennifer Stein. It is a feature-length documentary that came out, I guess, about a year and a half ago now, and has won gosh, maybe even some longer now. Maybe it's even 2.5 years. I think it is. Has won any number of major film festival awards and minor film festival awards. Without Ron, I don't know if it would have been quite as good as it is. However, you're right. The subject has been not commandeered, but in terms of the media is primarily the moving media, television, certainly, and cable and its progeny is about entertainment. And so much of what passes for UFO information sources now in the visual media comes under the caveat to a degree of entertainment. A good example for me is the tremendous popularity and success of the program by my old friend Giorgio of Ancient Aliens. I think that when they started, it was galvanizing. If you accept that we are not alone and that there are other intelligences that come and go, based on the historical record, it is a bit naive to think it just kicked in 1947. It does go back millennia. However, after X number of episodes and X number of seasons, to find fully authentic cases that, you know, I set the bar pretty high for myself, but in entertainment slash education, it's a little bit more variable. I think that every season that passes, we are asked to take more and more leaps of faith. If a photograph is presented or we're on location somewhere in a remote part of Australia and we're looking at an Aboriginal cave painting, you know, that's 30,000 years old of what's obviously a human face with very large black eyes and lines radiating out of the head. Some, because you've got to have content, and you want ratings, and you want people to believe. I want to believe, not necessarily it's the truth, but we know that it's truthy. That some might say, aliens? Of course. Look at the large black eyes. Look at the lines of energy radiating out of their head. My first thought would be, charcoal. Rubbed onto the area around the eyes, and a simple armature of a stick that is green with other sticks coming out of it for some ceremonial purpose, and that's it. It's not a reference to ancient aliens. It's a reference to an ancient being who lived that might have been involved in a ceremony involving a headdress of sticks with charcoal rubbed around their eyes. Is a wonderful old phrase that I heard Judge Judy use a variation on some years ago when a particularly idiotic alleged perpetrator appeared before her in court. And her response was, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining. You know, use your common sense, use your critical thinking. Yes, this is a subject that now more or less is dominated by elements within the entertainment industry, in part working with legitimate scholars and qualified researchers to produce a product, to sell time, to get ratings, to get producers other jobs as they move forward in their careers, to get people like me, who do bloody little of that, because I'm not asked, you know, another couple of minutes on television. Cool. So it's kind of a monster that feeds itself. Not that it's necessarily bad, in that for many people who now have begun to really take the subject of other intelligences and high technology from parts unknown visiting us, and not ha-ha flying saucers and little green men, they have cut their teeth on these shows and now go to conferences and read the books, listen to shows like the Paracast, and educate themselves and tell their friends about it too. So again, it is a double-edged sword.
You know, speaking of entertainment, there is a published report that Robert Zemeckis is producing a new TV show called Blue Book. Uh-huh. And it sci-fi. It fictionalizes Project Blue Book, and their investigations in the 50s and 60s, and it follows the lead character named Dr. J. Allen Hynek. And I sure hope his family is getting a lot of money to use his likeness. Well, you know, there was a story here. We had the gentleman who wrote this biography of Hynek, and he revealed that in his participation in the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Dr. Hynek?
Sure.
Okay.
He played himself in a cameo at the end.
Right, and contributed something as a technical advisor. Do you know how much money he earned?
No.
$3,500. Hollywood. But then again, hit TV shows like The Rockford Files with James Garner, on for a number of years, in syndication.
Oh,
he was supposed to get a share of the profits. But, of course, the production company said there were none. They were losing money.
Right. Well, one can hope that his daughter, James Garner, was a heck of an actor, and from everything I understand, a really nice guy, and played a very key role in the film Fire in the Sky about the Travis Walton incident, a film that we all know has certain flaws, but has some real strengths as well. And he played Sheriff Gillespie, the chief law enforcement officer examining this. One can only hope that his daughter, who is alive and well, is getting royalties that her father was due on the rebroadcasts of that great old period show from the 70s.
One can only hope, but this is Hollywood. So, you know, look, Hawaii Five-0 decided not to pay the Asian actors as much as the white actors, and therefore they left. They have two actors of Korean descent.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
Ridiculous.
Yep. It really is. We've got more to come, and it's not going to be about the entertainment industry. That would be the other show, whatever that is. With Peter Robbins, Gene Steinberg, you're in
The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we have Peter Robbins joining us, and we're doing a lot of catch-up here on different things. And before I get into one final subject, before we let him leave out there with Elvis, leave the building. Okay, all this old pop culture stuff, we should do a pop culture show maybe someday. We do that sometimes on my other show, The Tech Night Owl Live, where I'm very much into comic books and superheroes, and we talk about that with a guy named Jeff Gamet. In any case, let's just progress here. All right, so we have UFOs and the entertainment factor. We have these reality shows that aren't really documentaries per se. They're all about entertainment. And maybe the information is largely, or at least partially accurate. But does that hurt getting the truth out there, whatever that truth is, by being immersed in some form of entertainment?
I guess that's a case-by-case question, I think. The term reality show for me is one of the great oxymorons of our time. They're anything but, as a rule. What passes for reality is total scripted hype with real people, untrained actors. The genesis of reality shows is MTV's, which was the first venue to produce a reality show, and I'm blanking on the name of the show, but it was a bunch of college kids living in the same house and being filmed having, you know, their ups and downs together. It was an awful lot cheaper to produce an hour or a half an hour segment than it was to do, you know, a segment of Law and Order, where you are paying real actors to play by real scripts written by talented screenwriters, played out in real locations. You know, union rules rule. I think it's really been one of the most destructive things to our culture on a certain level. And be that as it may, I think there are some good shows with UFO themes that draw upon people in the work who are trying to do good work, and it sometimes is captured by the producers of a show. Hopefully more of that happens because they made some money on it, and gee, we don't have to dumb this thing down. We can do a quality show here with real people that have earned the right to speak to the public from locations, and let's try to elevate the dialogue rather than make it more and more cartoon-like or more sensational. That seems to be the way the media continues to drift, with very little to anchor it to a more noble or more intelligent place in the universe.
Let me just throw out this full circle comment, as you might not know. Dr. J. Allen Hynek's son, Joel Hynek, is an Academy Award-winning special effects artist. who's worked on sci-fi films.
I had no idea.
What Dreams May Come. Remember that film with Robin Williams?
Oh, sure.
Spectacular special effects. That's what he won the Oscar for. He also did the Predator films.
Huh. New to me.
Full circle.
Go figure.
Okay, in our final few minutes here, let's bring this back here. All this stuff going on around us, this history of the UFO field, the Silence Group, all these things, all the things that are involved, abductions and sightings, and possibly reflecting the UFO story more as entertainment than as factual material. The hope for disclosure. And this is going to take more than 5 minutes, which is all we have left, but that's how the clock goes. Where do we go from here? Where do we take it?
Well, that is a big question. I think it begins with the individual, even though that's not a very popular thought, that everybody listening to this show, to the many shows that are out there in the United States and abroad, they can be small podcasts, they can be well-established shows, they can be internet-driven, they can be on major networks, that we all do our best to keep our critical facilities sharp, if we're serious about the subject, to educate ourselves, not to take this person's word because they're famous for this reason or that, not to just accept an image because it's kind of cool that we see on the internet, but to do our homework, to really study it. As finances allow, go to a conference, meet some of the people whose work you grow to respect or that stand out in a television documentary or that, you know, you heard on a radio show like this. Let me cut myself off here and say, on a positive note, something I'm seeing more and more as I travel the country and abroad and speak with people at conferences or speak with people in radio audiences or talks that I give, more and more people seem to care less and less what other people think about what they think about this subject. And that, in its quiet way, is major. 10 years ago, I wouldn't have said that. You could meet a couple who really took it seriously, but it was kind of their private life, and they were not interested in potentially embarrassing themselves to talk to their friends that they know socially or people that they know from work or their relatives, that they do take it seriously. 20 and 30-somethings, almost all of them, don't even consider the alternative to, well, of course we're not alone in the universe, and of course the forces that be, you know, keep it from us. The reason that, you know, I'm not obsessing on it or spending all my time looking at it is I'm competing in a job market in a crazy economy. I'm inundated with distractions. When I do have a little downtime, I have all these high-tech things that entertain me. I'm in a world where I'm busy all the time on a certain level. The people that I'm seeing who are really more and more being more outspoken, coming to the conferences, talking to other people about it, and outing themselves, so to say, are in the 50 to the 70-plus group. People who have had, you know, very much coming into the golden age of their work lives or have retired, maybe lucky enough to have a little discretionary spending, going to conferences, and they don't care anymore what other people think who for years they would have cared. Think about how seriously they take the subject. They could care less about somebody saying, gee, flying saucers and little green men, because they know they're idiots to say it. I think that's a really healthy trend, but it's not changing geometrically. It's changing arithmetically, 5, 7, 9, 13 people at a time, not 5, 7, 9, 50,000, 80,000, 600,000, 1,000,000.8 people at a time. What it will take to make that jump is what people like Steve Bassett are trying to focus in on. I think it may be something that just comes out of the blue, hits us between the eyes when we expect it least. Maybe it will be in the form of an undeniable dump of information, unauthorized, previously classified information that a Julian Assange or somebody like that just lets out, and you can't get that toothpaste back in the tube, and that they have been working for time for decades, for millennia, if you want to look at it that way, to get us ready for the fact that we have neighbors and they're here and they'd like to get back their part of the real estate or interact with us on a more active level. Again, it's all speculation, isn't it, Gene?
Peter Robbins, please tell our listeners if they want to know more about what you do, where can they go?
My website is being worked on right now, peterrobbins.com, but I post announcements of every place I'm going to be and every show I'm going to do on my Facebook page. There are other Peter Robbinses out there. One of them is a dear friend who's in Washington State. I'm the Peter Robbins listed as Ithaca, New York. I've just weaned out my friends list a bit. So I do have some room for more friends, and glad to include you if you're interested in following what I'm doing. My next public situation will be at a terrific conference in Exeter, New Hampshire, on Saturday, September 2nd. And thanks for having me back on the show, Gene.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast fan clubs, both of them on Facebook. And look for the Paracast Plus to get this show without the commercials, plus the After the Paracast radio show, a podcast exclusively available if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus. To learn more, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. And check out our official Paracast YouTube channel. Peter Robbins, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
You're most welcome, and it's been great to be back on the show. And let's see how things shake down over the next weeks and months and years.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.